Blog Talk Radio.
That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.
What's going on, Big Mouth? How you doing today?
I'm always having technical difficulties.
TD? You got the TDs, yeah. Not the BGs.
Is that what it is?
The TDs. It's okay. We're going to work through. We're going to rebuke that in the night.
I don't know. Hello. Yeah. You got something to say real quick?
Oh, yeah, man. I do. Let me go ahead and put this up for you. Hold on. Give me one second here so I can get this off.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all know how we do this. We just having all kinds of technical difficulties today. Okay?
Okay. Because I didn't think you were going to be here. I thought you were going to be incognito.
All right, let me go ahead and say the disclaimer, Big Mouth. The views and opinions of That's What's Up are solely the views and opinions of Big Mouth and J2 and are used for entertainment purposes only. These views and opinions are not the views and opinions of Blog Talk Radio or any other entity. And That's What's Up.
I keep saying to y'all, we broke.
Come by.
You can't get blood from a turnip. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, don't keep trying
What's
to twist it or put it in a...
Be original.
Right.
Hey, Bri, I know it's a lifestyle. Be original.
Be original. It's a lifestyle.
Check them out, y'all. Check them out. So I'm trying a couple of new things, y'all.
Okay.
This technical difficulty that's going on right now is tripping me out, but we're going to work through it. We're going to push through it. Okay, so we got to get shut out. Blog Talk Radio. Australia. New Zealand.
Brazil.
Canada.
I couldn't hear you.
Push, push, push.
Say Honduras?
No, I did not say Canada. Push, push in the bush.
Push, push in the bush.
South Africa. Zimbabwe.
Tanzania.
So baby, Germany. Uganda.
Come on and do it.
Romania.
What was that?
UK. Netherlands.
Okay, but we could. I think we could have pushed through that just a little bit lower. We're pushing, y'all. Y'all work with us now. Y'all work with us. We working with y'all. Work
you
with us, okay?
You already was turned down, fool.
I did, but you didn't hear me.
No, I heard you say you couldn't hear me. That's what I heard.
Well, I think if it turns down just a teeny notch.
Okay. Well, next time we know.
Okay, duly noted.
So, listen, we got a nice show today.
Okay, okay. Like every time we get on there, it's always a pleasure.
It is. It really is. So
it
today
really is.
I'm thrilled.
Okay.
That we have Kodak Hustle, Chicago's own Kodak Hustle.
Okay.
He's going to chop it up with us, talk about his new project,
okay,
Frameless. And, you know, he ain't out up at the barbershop. He won the bobs up at the barbershop, so I can't wait.
Okay.
And he looked like someone, but I'm not going to tell you who yet.
You know, artists always gonna be like, "Yeah, I look like myself. I look like that person."
But these two, you know, you wait.
You have to post that up on Facebook. Let me see.
I am a side by side picture, and I'm gonna ask him if he's Habershot. He's gonna be like, "What the hell you mean Habershot? Are you Ethiopian?" Okay, because he really looks like this guy.
Look, I ain't going to say his name. Look.
No, don't say it yet.
I think I know where you're going with that. Okay, I'm going to let you call it.
You so silly.
I'm going to let you call it. Mm-hmm.
This is some crazy stuff this week.
Okay.
Kanye, again, getting in some kind of mess. It was,
White Lives Matter t-shirt. We need to go ahead and give him a Prozac. Okay, what happened to the boy now? We need to go ahead and give him some Ritalin or something. Prozac.
He had on a White Lives t-shirt.
What
is wrong with this man? I think it's all about money for him.
You think it's a publicity stunt?
I don't think it's a publicity stunt or just a marketing stunt.
He might be trying to drop another album and want the white folks to buy a CD.
I don't care. I don't think he cares if you're blue, if you're green or yellow.
They don't care. I think it's all about money.
You know,
and it's not a race play. It's not a race car that he's playing.
Huh?
It's not a race car that Kanye playing. He's all over the place, so it's definitely not a race car.
No, because I think it's money.
Yeah, it's a money
car.
And
I agree with Amanda Steele. You know, at what point does this become dangerous? Or not funny.
It's not funny at all. It's not funny. And, you know, he could really, really, I guess, walk up the street with a White Lives Matter shirt on and people be like, what's going on with you, Kanye? You know, black lives and white lives, yes, all lives matter. But, like you said, it's kind of like a stunt.
J2, I got a little commercial real quick.
Okay, let's go to commercial.
No, I'm not.
Okay, what you gonna do now? Now I know what I want to do.
It was something.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm following you.
I'm telling you, has been freaking wiki.
It's been like that all week. You know, my phone messed up, and I couldn't get on my phone and talk to you early this week. I had some business to do, and I couldn't even do it.
Okay.
You know, and it kind of pissed me off, but because I was trying to reach my deadline on Monday, and it's just kind of like when things happen, it flows like that, and we rebuke that in the name.
Okay.
Be gone,
listen,
devil.
You know, I didn't get to see 2G.
What's that?
I didn't get to see
2G. You didn't get to see 2G's. What happened with 2G?
No.
Wait a minute. What's going on?
No.
What happened to 2G?
You know, we just going. It's gonna be greater later. How about that?
Righteous. Don't worry about it. 2G's. I'm pulling for you, Jeezy. 2G's.
Huh.
I'm pulling for you. You gotta come through.
You so silly. Listen, I'm gonna break to a commercial real quick.
Okay.
And I guess I'm going to come back and get ready for
get ready for our boy. Okay.
Yeah. I'm just tripping because, oh, no, I'm having all kinds of problems right now today.
You know what? We're gonna keep on pushing, though. We're gonna keep hope alive. We're gonna keep on pushing. Okay. We're gonna work
okay.
together. Teamwork make the dream work. Okay.
Okay.
You see that all motivation? Right. That's motivation right there.
Goodbye. I'll be right back, boy.
Okay. That's what's up.
Podcast is brought to you by Eye Candy Hair Studio, located at 1705 Central Street in Evansville, Illinois. Their main priority is healthy hair, whether it's relaxed or natural. Their stylists support, enhance, and create beauty by using the highest quality products. Their goal to make sure that their clients feel at home, receive excellent customer care, and leave with a smile. Eye Candy Hair Studio. That's beneath your office. So that's good. Heart and Soul Ebony Barbershop. Ebony Barbershop, located at 1702 Dodge, Evanston, Illinois, is a family-owned business that's been around since 1962. I should know. My dad started it. It's now run by my sister Gigi, the Lady Barber. So y'all come on through. You ain't got nothing to do. You want to sit down, sit and chill, and laugh and talk? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop. You want to get your hair cut? Stop on by Ebony Barbershop.
1702 Dodge. What's up, Lady Barber? I see you out there.
Who is this? Oh, my bad. I'm at the studio right now. If y'all come to the studio, then I got y'all, but I'm at the studio.
check, foreign chick, check. Lost a little weight, but the booty still fat. Taps on my neck, frozen water under deck. All about a check, nigga, check, check, check. Nagging bitches in my ear, tryna hit all that. Toss a few G's, have a spin all that. Bad banner bunner, we gon' cook all that. Still taxing you lames, we gon' need all that, yeah. Dab up in that pussy, be stroking us from the lap. Your man rapping over, I give you a new back. Toss a few G's, tell her spin all that. Got your bag full of cash, tell her count all that, yeah. Christians, check, skinny jeans, check. Louis Vuitton, check, all pockets fat. All about a check, 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 check. White tee, check, DVS, check. Bucket on my neck, drip, drippin' wet. All about a check, 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 check. Jacuzzi tub, wet, bitches on my neck. Wheels well, fat, couple bottles on my check.
Think about the new check.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Am I on? Are you talking to me? I know you got a lot of, I sound like I've got dead time here. I could be telling you what I'm thinking about.
Big mouth, are you there? Hello?
Or is it an audio call?
Oh, what's up, my man? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yeah. Is it a video call or is it an it's audio call?
It's an audio call, so I don't know what's going on. I think Big Mouth just having some complications, my man.
Oh, okay. I got you guys. I hear you. I hear
you. How
you
doing, though, bro? How's the shop, man? What's going down?
Yeah, we going good, man. We up here. We chilling. We making some moves. We cut some heads. We got the community law locked down. How y'all doing out there?
Okay. Oh, man. You know, D-Town holding it down, man. We very, very appreciate you being on the show. The track was hot. I liked it. Yeah, man. It was a great track. I like that. Check, check, check.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the support. I appreciate the love, man. Coming from a small town like I'm from, we appreciate all that.
Okay, what part of the South you coming from, my man?
Right now I live in Evanston, but I'm from out south.
Okay, okay, okay. All right, that's what's up. That's what's going on. So you and Big Mouth, y'all got a little history going on, huh?
Yeah, man. Me and Chicago, we've been together for a long time. All my life I've been in Chicago,
right.
But I travel a lot too, so I
okay.
Kind of know what's going on outside of Chicago and a lot more inside. So yeah, I'm kind of woke, as they say.
Okay, okay, that's right, that's right. You got to be well versed, a traveling man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, well, Big Mouth still getting ready. So, what's the new project called, man? Just let the people know what's going down, so we can give them an overview while Big Mouth is getting everything together, man. Just let the world know about you, man.
All right. Pretty much, I'm from Chicago. I'm a thirsty, hungry rapper. You know, we out here. We live in large. We living the life. We trying to speak positive into the people, you know. I'm giving it from my point of view, from the live from the street, you know what I'm saying? Just reporting live, you know, every day of my struggle,
right.
My
the street
friends struggle, whatever. Yeah, it's all love out here though. It's a struggle. But at the same time, it's all love.
Yeah, because, you know, I know that, you know, being out there, of course, it was a lot of murders going on at one point in time, which I think that's a government plot. But anyway, we're going to get past my conspiracy theories. But tell me what's
going on with that. What's up, y'all?
Yeah, I agree with you, too. The police is doing a lot of the killing out here. Man, they blaming it on the gangs and shit like that. But at the end of the day.
Hey,
sweetheart, how you feel?
I don't know what's going on over here, y'all.
Okay. I knew we had some technical difficulties.
Welcome, Kodak.
Thank you, mama. Thank you.
Jeez, I got some questions. First of all, what I want to say to you is...
What's up with you?
You and Nipsey Hussle look like cousins.
If I had a dollar for every time I heard that, I have a Bentley outside right now.
You know what I'm saying?
You do. What you talking about?
No, I got a Benz. It ain't a Bentley, but I act like it's a Bentley.
It ain't a Bentley.
I mean, are you sure you ain't got no Hopper shot in you? You know that's
what'd
Ethiopian.
You, say again?
You ain't got no Hopper shot in you.
No, I met my dad. You know, he gave me my first taste of liquor, so I know my dad. I know my mom. They from the south side of Chicago in the hundreds, out south, deep in the hundreds.
How'd you end up in the suburbs?
You know, my mom, she lost custody of us, actually. Yeah, she lost custody of all her kids when she was on drugs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
we were staying with different family members, and they just got tired of us, you know, living and, you know, not being taken care of. And they just thought we deserved more, so they called the state on my mom, and they came and picked us up, put us up in DCFS custody, and pretty much everything from that point on, my uncle, he a pastor. Well, he dead now. Rest in peace, his soul, Reverend Richardson. He took me and my brother in, and he raised us and, you know, gave us some insight, you know, because before he took us in, I didn't have no structure. I didn't have nothing. I was just, like, raised by wolves outside. Just only thing I knew was take, like, didn't know no structure. But our Reverend, who saw something in me, saw my potential, my true light. He gave me a place to stay. He gave me, you know, something, words of encouragement. And next thing you know, I'm on the basketball team. I'm getting A's, straight A's in school. And, you know, I got an education. I understand life.
Right.
Yeah, so it's a difference when you understand life and when you just live in life. So I understand how the world works. So I'm able to move differently than a lot of people.
Your track field.
Yes, ma'am.
That is very personal, isn't it?
Yeah, it comes from the heart. All my music comes from the
heart.
It comes from the soul. It came from places where
it delved into like you growing up.
Yeah.
Am I correct on that?
Basically a track where I was always getting dropped off. Like, my mom, she had me when she was 16 years old. So,
okay.
She was a baby.
Yeah, I can relate.
So, I never faulted her for how she raised me and the way I was brought up. It just, I was always a grown man in a little kid's body, as they say. Like, they always say, he used to be here before. He been here before. I used to always get that. So, it just taught me how to just move through life with a humbleness about me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They always say you got an old soul. Well, that's how I be. So
yeah,
I be
that's
just
how you come up with the title Frameless?
Frameless is pretty much it's unhinged. I put it on your desk. Oh, you're a pinball. Remember, you was 45. I'm sorry, y'all. I just got interrupted and I forgot the question and everything. I just all off.
Yeah, no, I was just frameless. Why'd you come up with the name Frameless?
Oh, Frameless, that's the album name, that's the cover. My name Kodak as a rapper, so I came out with the big picture first. So Frameless, it was just more raw, more me personally, Kodak without a frame. Like, I ain't got no
without
frame around
frame.
Me. Yeah, you can't box me in. They'll give it to you, the rawness. It's frameless.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
You remember when they used
like
to do the Polaroids and they used to shake it?
Yeah.
Here you go. That's
yes,
me
I do.
Without no frame.
I can dig it.
Just frameless. There you go.
I can dig it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. We was already talking, Big Mouth, we was already talking about that song that he said that he had on Check. And that was a banger
line.
Track. I really like that. Huh?
It's called
I dropped the double album. I'm only promoting Frameless right now because it's all new music,
okay.
All new music this year that I created, but I haven't had a platform, so I released my last album that I was out hustling in the streets with. Like, I was selling this out my trunk of my Benz. Like, I got the new, you know what I'm saying, blah, 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 and they was buying the CDs. They was like, man, you know you need to be on, everything's on the phone now. I'm like, man, I'll be on front line. I'm with the people. Here go pop
that
in
the street.
Yeah, you
heard me. I was there from the mud. You know, ground floor promotion still work, buddy.
Yeah, so I got that feel. So I know my people, like, when I do, like, concerts, when I do shows, when I have, like, things out at different events, I know they coming because they see my face. I gave them my music personally.
Personal.
You know, it's different when you on the street, and then it's a difference when they don't even know who you is, but they can click on you and listen to you, like, they see
right.
me with the dirty ones on. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
That's how it is.
So do you write most of your
stuff? They see me in the trap. They see me in my grind mode. Yeah, they appreciate
right.
it.
They can respect that.
So Kodak.
Yeah, when you get it out the mud, they got to respect
stuff?
It. What you say? What
you
say, Big Mouth? That's what they keep calling you, Big Mouth. What's up, Big Mouth?
Yes. Boca la grande.
Okay, mama.
Daddy named me that. But let me ask you, do you write most of your stuff?
I write everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Nice.
Everything that come out of my mouth, I wrote it. And I paid for it to be on the track.
Well, copyright and everything.
I'm an independent artist. Yeah.
Right.
As an independent artist. Nobody could tell you what to say. Nobody could tell you what to do. If you can pay for it to be heard, then you can get up there and say what you need to say. And everything that I'm saying is from my heart, is from experience, is from the lifestyle that I live. So that's why I know it's beautiful.
So what
this
type
is
of
only
music do you
beginning.
Consider? Is it trap or just rap? What would you say
I just
your
think it's
type
real.
Of
I just
music
think
is?
It's my story. I'm not trying to be like nobody. I'm not trying to take on no different persona. I'm just trying to make good music.
Right.
Like, if you hear my sound, it's none like no other. It's like, dang, I pop this in, and I don't, you know, I'm just listening to this brother's story. You know, he can rap. Like, if somebody gave me a deal or something, and I was out there, and they say, stick to this or stick to that, that's what this album is showing you, that I can hit all different areas on the platform, from love songs to heartache and pain to trap to strip club music. It's just a variety of music on this one album, and it's uncharted. So, yeah, it's frameless, Can't box music.
Right, you're driving your own lane. You're driving your own lane, your own highway road, you know. Yeah. Try not to be like whoever they say that you could be like.
Yeah,
it's Kodak.
Especially coming from Chicago, everybody sound want to be like Lil Durk or want to be like Kanye or whoever, or Lil Baby. Like, they want to sound like these people, and I don't know how that's going to work for them, but I just want to be myself and just rap.
Righteous,
you know what I'm saying? Just rap.
Right.
And
just
bring
gotta be
that,
you, man.
No mumble. Like, I come up listening to, like, Jay-Z, like Lil Wayne.
Come on with
like people who can really spit, you know what I'm saying? So I'm not giving
like
you no mumbo-jumbo. The Nas's and the Wiz Khalifa.
None of
this
mumbo-jumbo.
Really, like, rap. These people can rap, like rap. So I really respect.
Like every other word is a
especially J. Cole. That's my boy. Shout out J. Cole.
Right,
I was in a club
so
with him in North Carolina.
What do we have to look forward to? We got something coming up next. We got a new, I know you said you dropped a double piece. So are you going to start
pushing that second piece,
or what's going on?
With the big picture and then Frameless. So I'm going to follow it up with a bunch of new singles. I got a bunch of hungry artists out south that want to work with me now that they see that I'm on a move and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. So everybody want to kind of work with me in the city. I got a project with Katie Got Bands. She was just on the news. That's coming out. It's just a lot of work. Like, when you putting out music and you in your city, a few people going to fuck with you. I mean, I'm sorry for the language. A few people going to rock with you, and they going to hop on board.
Yeah,
a few people. Yeah, I don't know if I can curse now. I just want to be professional. You feel me?
Oh,
I don't curse.
Yeah,
I really don't curse. You know, I'm not like that. Like, I was raised right. Like I said, I grew up with a pastor, so if I'm around people that's elderly, I don't know what type of crowd that's listening to me, so I just want to portray myself to be a manageable person, even though I'm rapping, and you can tune in and hear me get lyrical and hear me say them B words and them that all
hey,
that
crunch.
Just fuck, yeah, that cursing stuff. Like, I get down, but in my regular day, I'm just a mild-mannered man who respects his elders.
Right.
Who just trying to make a difference in the community, as they say. That's all.
Right.
I work at a barber shop.
That's
I see a lot of people. You feel me? That's my day
job.
I'm a barber.
What barber shop do you work at?
All day long.
And what
Ebony
barber shop do you work at?
Come up north. Let me shout out Ebony Barber Shop. We doing big things up north. Y'all got to come out with y'all everything doing. Come on, get y'all swag
up. Lady Barber.
We up north. We on the north side of Chicago, y'all. Y'all got to come out and do it. If y'all ever in town, y'all got to come out.
Okay, for real. Because you don't never
ask
know.
Ask Big Belly Greg. He get money.
You're going to run into
is Greg getting
up at Ebony Barber Shop. For real. So, if somebody wanted to find your music, wanted to get in touch with you, how can people do that?
I'm on all channels right now. I'm proud of myself because I'm on everything. I'm on Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, iTunes, YouTube. Anything that you got that play music, I'm on that thing. So you can look
Roger
at
that.
Kodak Hustle. Kodak Hustle, that's KODAKHUSSLE, Kodak Hustle. And my project is called Frameless. And my other project is called The Big Picture. Y'all check them out. Y'all go download
you have
that. Y'all listen.
Page?
Yeah, my Facebook is personal though. I only get.
Right.
I'm
okay.
Already
what
on.
What about Instagram?
Well, Big Mouth, you did hear what he said.
Instagram. I'm Kodak. Kodak 2022. Y'all can look me up on Instagram at Kodak 2022. The year 2022.
And then you heard him say he a trunk boy. He gonna pop trunk on you. He gonna go down that AR and say buy a CD.
What's understood ain't gotta be explained. We from the rack, you know how we get down. Everywhere I go, I tell people that I'm from Chicago. They be like, "Damn, you got a gun on you? You strap?"
Yeah,
like, nah, we cool,
okay.
Right? They think I got a gun on me. I swear, everywhere I go, I'm like, yeah, I'm from the rap.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, you got a gun on you. Let me search you.
No, I ain't got the gun
on me. I'm cool,
yeah.
Bro. I know how to talk to people. I don't move the way they move.
Yeah.
Like, you only need a gun when you don't know how to talk to people. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't got to be in altercation mode. Like,
ain't
there's
raw,
people
raw
out here that
time.
Really want to give you a chance in life, you know?
Right.
You just got to tap into that. But I appreciate y'all, man. Whatever station y'all rocking with,
hey,
I don't even know the station.
Come
hey.
Back. We
what's
are glad
y'all
that you have time for us here on What's Up.
Well,
what's
okay,
up,
okay, Kodak. Let me tell you, it's Blog Talk Radio. It's called That's What's Up with Big Mouth and J2. You know what I'm saying? Representing the Shy from the Shy to Chicago to half the world. To Dallas.
Oh, we got that's what's up. From Chicago.
Yes, sir.
To
yes,
Dallas,
sir.
I just want to say it's all love. We at Ebony Barbershop, E-Town, Evanston Finest, however y'all want to know us by. Y'all got to come out and rock with us.
Let's rock.
I am grateful. Thank you, Kodak.
All right, now. Wah-wah-wah.
Wah-wah-wah. Lord, what the hell is going on with me over here?
Hey, look, we just gonna press through. We're gonna keep pushing.
And look.
Pushing. Keep pushing.
Well, you know what?
I need
to go to a commercial.
Okay.
And then I wanna play in one more of Kodak's tracks. And then we have a caller who has patiently been waiting on the line.
Okay.
So,
alrighty, that's what's up.
That's what's up. J2, quiet as it's kept.
That's what's up.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to eat. You know I'm a foodie. I'm about to head on down to Horse and Dickey's at 7905 MLK Highway in Glenarden, Maryland. You want to eat? You want to eat?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I'm on, and I'm going to get right to it because I got so many just things to say. I want to know, is his uncle, Reverend Ali, what's his name? The minister at, oh, golly, Ali Webb.
You know, I don't know. I have to ask him.
I'll let you know. Okay, he's wonderful. He's going to be fine, and I want to give him some. I listened to his rap while it was going and so forth, and I want to give him some ideas for what he needs to say to the people and make them listen to what
well,
he needs
you
to be
know
done
where
and how
you
we
can
do
find
things.
Him. Just roll
I
on over
to
the rolling.
And secondly, he may be related to Nipsey. It could be in his bloodline. He should do his genealogy, do a DNA test.
Have you ever seen
he could be. Hit with his genes and so forth. And then the next thing,
thank
really
you,
what I'm going to put
I'm telling you.
Which
I'm
genes
okay,
are you talking about?
Are
you talking about Levi's or are you talking about genetics?
My next thing, I'm Big Mouth. I was Big Mouth before she was born. So, but listen. I want to put something. You were talking about Kanye. There is a group of some young, older women. We have put it together for what he needs to do. Kanye needs to come home and build up a utopia in his hometown. Build up the South Side, West Side, restaurants,
okay.
Schools. Put it together.
You know what?
He can do it. See,
you know what?
That's so true.
That is so true.
So that's what we need to put on his mind. We need to put it to him and let him know, come home.
They're hurting over here on this side of town.
Everybody matters.
Right.
Everybody's life matters. And so people putting words and what he's saying, just because he puts a shirt on that says white lives matter, don't mean nothing. It don't mean that he's against, but he does say crazy things, but he can't help it because he's created
yeah, he can't help
going
it.
In the wrong direction. But he needs to come on to Chicago, open up some school art schools down there, and, you know, with his mother's and to change Chicago because Oprah
and
what's the basketball player? Oprah and
Michael Jordan.
All they did was rape Chicago. They ain't gave a dime. They took
that's what I'm talking about. You make all this money. Talk about you really
side.
About the community,
you know?
But don't give a dime back to the original community.
They gave nothing. But Kanye can be the godfather. He can be the king. We'll put a crown on his head. Come on home.
Yeah.
So, but what I'm saying
just come
is
on back home. You heard that, Kanye?
Put
your ass home.
And let it know that he could be the king. And he comes
look,
home. Kanye.
Look.
Kanye Yee. K-O-M-E. Come home, Kanye.
Look, the lights done came on at the streets. It's getting
now,
dark
let me
now. Come
you
on
about
back
Evanston.
Home.
Evanston, folks, is not Chicago. Evanston,
no.
Town is the first suburb going north. And let me tell you,
Okay. Going
north is the money of the world.
Okay.
You got Evanston, Wilmette. Wilmetta, wait a minute, let me put it in order. As it goes up north.
You better learn something today.
That's right, okay, but and so forth and so on. At one time,
okay.
No Man's Land was up there, and they had casinos. They had the casinos was up there. They had all kind of things in No Man's Land at one time. And it was a utopia. And there in No Man's Land, and it caught on fire, and nobody would come and put it out.
Wow, how about them? How
and
about them albums that just all of a sudden caught on fire?
There are clubs and,
right.
And restaurants and things underground still there in No Man's Land. And No Man's Land is, well, I'm going to let y'all find, it's right there, but it's going up north, and it's a wonderful, it's got a new name, and so I'm going to put that out there so that anybody knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, first
suburb going north. It is not Chicago, E-Town. And also...
Let's get corrected.
And also, that's why it's the money. That's the money. Money follows the North Shore. And always.
Money, 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 money.
people okay. made money, had money, and acted like money and were money.
Yeah.
But however, Evanston people had character. They,
right.
How they felt good.
Class.
Black folk class.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
There was a tone, but that's how we were raised. I came a long time ago. Carolyn,
mm-hmm.
well, she's come, you know, she's a little younger. Well, not a little younger, a lot younger.
She went behind the ear still.
But, and
okay.
I'm older, so my folks came up, they
right.
worked hard to make Evanston a beautiful place for us. We stand
right.
on their shoulders. My father was a businessman. He had a radio, TV, record shop. My great-grandfather on my paternal side, he had an electronic shop in his garage in 1930. Okay,
wow.
And
in the 30s.
Daddy Moss, okay, he in 1930. And you can look it up in the one of the old telephone directories, and it says Whitey Moss Garage. I mean,
you just said something that these millennium kids don't know nothing about.
They don't know anything about Evanston.
No, you
they
do.
Think everybody
see, that's
was cool. We come from good education, and plus education.
Right, stop.
We were good
yes,
students.
Ma'am.
We were A and B students. These kids at the high
yes,
school, now
yes.
I don't know what's going on. But we got to turn that around, Carla. These kids got to get, we got power. Coming from Evanston, yeah. We did well.
It's like
we
BISD.
Had oh, my goodness.
We were smart. We were all
down
here. Smart. We,
yeah.
And my mother played tennis at Foster Field in 1975.
Wow.
They had a tennis league in Evanston in 1935. That's what them tennis
wow, that's what I'm talking about.
Came from, Carla, at Foster
well,
Field. My mother played
on.
Tennis.
Bev, I appreciate you coming on, but I need to bring you back on when I have, like, Reverend Jacob Blake on here.
Yeah, Jacob
we
Blake.
We start talking about.
Is he the son of the preacher, the father? What generation is he? Is
he's
he Reverend Blake, the Reverend Blake that was at Ebenezer? That's his son? Is he the
yeah.
second, the third, or junior? What is he? That's
he's
not Reverend
a
Blake.
Senior.
He's not
junior
the senior.
Is the one. Yeah,
the
he's
senior,
senior.
The preacher.
Well, then there's
the senior
him.
Is his father.
And then there's his son. But
he's,
I'm going to
so
talk
he's
about
third
this some other time. All right?
Wait a minute. Yeah,
you know
I have
that
thought. Reverend Blake was the minister in the 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
Is this his son or his grandson?
It's his son.
Okay, so
dad.
He's a junior. Okay.
He's
yeah.
junior.
Okay.
Okay, then junior.
Fine.
And then.
Could you hear me when I was making all those comments every time you were talking?
No.
Oh, okay.
And
a,
you
little
know
bit,
what?
A little bit. A little
talking.
Bit.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't hear.
And wait, was one other thing. You got Evanston
okay.
in the north suburbs. Find out if Reverend Ollie Webb. What's his name? Reverend Webb.
Thank you, I love your show. I love you, Bev. I thank you for calling in. All right, now, I was getting ready at quarter to seven.
Put it on my calendar because I'm a radio person. I've been a radio person all my life. When I was a little girl,
yeah.
I listened to the radio, and so I love
well,
this type of radio. Bye. Thank you. Peace. Peace.
All right, peace and blessings.
Okay. We love you.
All right, and that's what's up.
Thank
all
you.
Right, I see you. You can tell.
Okay.
Yeah,
I
see.
Woman.
I see. The apple don't fall too far from the tree.
She and my mother grew up together. They were best friends.
Okay. Okay.
So that's when she said she knew of me. Before I was even born.
Right.
She named me. So I'm just, you know, oh, she tunes in and listens to us.
Yeah, she even gave us some history on the E-Town.
Okay.
You know,
so
she's about
J2.
To go down a whole block now. She's about to go up north. Where the money is.
Yes, sir.
Really appreciate you, Mom.
You know what?
Yeah.
There is something. Oh.
Okay, come on now.
Tia Mowry from Sister Sister is getting a divorce from her husband, Corey. I heard that.
And what's going on with their situation?
Huh? It's just, well, either he may have been messing around.
Okay.
Because, you know, he's on this show now.
I think that's what it was. I think he was kind of dipping in somebody else's sauce or something, and he just got tired of it. Like, I ain't finna do this.
Well, they're getting joint custody. Well, they're asking for joint custody, no spousal support on either, and they have a prenup. So.
Well, yeah, both of them, I think both of them did make some money, though, right?
She. You know how long she's been working? Since she
of course. She's been at Sisters. What you talking about?
Okay.
They've been in business since they were little kids.
Got a gig recently.
I'm talking about they got long
papers.
They paper
yeah,
as long as they like. They like that paper about I-40 right now.
it's
longer than Route 66.
Okay. All right. Oh, you know
all
what?
Right.
And then I really shouldn't say this, but I heard that Nick Cannon got the bumps.
Oh, dum dum. Oh. Wait a minute. Bumps in the front. Nick Cannon got some bumps in the front.
Bump to the bump. Yeah, they're saying that
okay,
he might have
on the lip?
Yeah, around the mouth.
Oh, man, Nick. What are you doing?
Two, I don't know. You know, they say a lot of people like R. Kelly and Usher Raymond.
Yeah.
They got the bumps, or they're rumored.
The bumps in the bumps on the bumps.
So
bumps
I got something to ask you. Listen to this real quick. Tell me what you think.
Okay.
Hosts of any era of all time, let's go. Number 5, hot in here, Nelly. Man, all you got to say is, it's getting hot in here. Even your grandma can finish this hook. Number 4, riding back a millionaire. Just randomly go somewhere and say, you see me rolling.
Man.
Man, riding dirty became an official catchphrase after this. Number 3, started from the bottom by Drake. Now go look at your nerdy math teacher and say, started from the bottom. And watch him say,
now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now the whole team here.
Drake is one of the goats for this one. Number 2, Elevators by Outkast. Man, all you gotta say is 3 words. Me and you.
Yo mama and your cousin.
Now don't get your ass whooped by slamming somebody's Cadillac though. And number 1, Just a Friend by Biz Markie. This is the only one on the list where all you gotta say is one damn word.
You got what I need, but you say he's just a friend.
Man, I had a homeboy that went through this exact same situation. So every time I hit his joint, I get mad all over again.
So, do you agree with those hooks?
That was pretty cool.
You agree with those hooks? I do.
I would agree because those are all catchy hooks. Of course, you know, Chameleon there when he came there, got to get me riding dirty. Of course,
look,
from the bottom
that's
what I was going
to say. We interviewed half of those people on
pretty
that
much.
List.
Pretty much. I think Biz Markie, me and Biz Markie did a lot of shit together.
Okay. You know who used to date Biz? You know who used to date him?
Who?
The Loca.
The Loca used to date Biz Markie.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That must have been way back in the day.
That was, I think, D.C. time.
Oh, okay. When he was big up there.
Well, he was always big up there.
Yeah, he was always big. He was always big. And, of course, I do agree with that. You, those are just hip-hop classics. Those are hip-hop classics.
Well, they were the top five rap hooks.
Top five rap hooks? When was that taken?
That was, I don't know when that was taken.
I'm talking about who
we
said
were
that?
Given.
How long ago was that posted?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay.
Is that okay with you?
Oh, man, that sounded great to me. You know, anybody else want to call in and let me know what y'all think about that. 563-999-3477.
Oh, my God. So, listen, we're going to open lines up if anybody's out there.
Okay.
563-999-3477. That's what's up.
That's what's up.
Big Mouth from J2.
Wah, wah.
You know, I tried to find that for you.
You tried to find it, you couldn't find it?
No, I found
I'm gonna have to send you the soundbite. I'm gonna have to send you the soundbite, MP3.
Yeah, I would like that.
I'm gonna find it and send it to you.
I mean, I put the horns out there trying to find it.
Okay.
Trust
and
believe.
I'll send the soundbite to you.
And the one that a lot of people can't find are the trombones. I don't want that. I want the NBA game sound.
No. If you don't have a one, you ain't got nothing. If you don't have a one, you got to have that loud horn, that loud car horn. You know, you put the button three times.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
do we have anybody calling in?
Not right now. It's just you and me. And
me and you. Now, see, there it goes. Your mama and
okay,
your cousin,
thanks.
Too. Rolling down the street on bows. Pulling up, slamming Cadillac though. Like you said, don't get beat up slamming somebody's Cadillac though.
For real.
I'm telling you. Why you slamming my door? You get shot in Texas. Slamming my door like
you
that.
You get shot up here. Dude.
You slamming my damn door.
You're not anybody's Cadillac.
You don't even have to be a Cadillac. It could be a Ford Festival.
A book.
Oh, my God.
Oh, J.T., what's happening out there in D-Town?
Well, you know, Nas and the Wu-Tang, they were down here at Dos Equis. With Busta Rhymes. I'll see them at Globe Life sometime at the end of the month. They were down here. Yeah, so I know they had a great show. I had a couple people there. They were. Okay. They were at Toyota first, and then they were at Dos Equis. That's what. Wait a minute. Why? I know Wu-Tang.
You heard that from who?
Oh, yeah. That was, a couple people posted it up. You know, that Wu-Tang was at Dos Equis.
No, you're not going to let a couple people post it up till I didn't tell you that they was out there.
But I did some research. I had done some research, and I was like, okay, because they're supposed to be at Globe Life.
I had video.
Yeah.
I told you I had video.
You told me?
Yeah.
You told me?
I told you. I had video.
Yeah, and what else happened, man? This has been, like, a lot of shootings, of course. People going crazy, stuff like that. Yep. Who was it? It was somebody else that pretty much, just natural stuff that's happening in Dallas, man. And I just pray for people that, you know, they get a sense of, you know, they call it what they call it, mental health.
Yeah, mental health is real, man.
Yeah,
it
man.
Really
after COVID-19, getting back out is kind of almost feeling like, oh, I'm scared to get back out, and you know, people kind of get anxious, anxiety sets in, stuff like that.
That was
happening
before COVID.
Yeah, and it just, you know, people just, they just gotta pray for them. Pray for them, Lord. Pray for them, Lord.
Health is real. Anybody that's suffering from it, please.
Yeah, please go get checked
out,
please.
You know,
reach out.
No one's going to judge you. You know, none of that.
Get some go-to a position.
You know.
Talk to a friend. Talk to somebody that you know. Or just if you're feeling some type of way, just let it out so it don't overcome your life. You know,
okay.
I consider myself a psychologist because people come to me with their problems. J2, let me holler at you. Okay. Well, if you need to get it off your chest, I'm definitely going to help you get
Dr.
it off your chest.
Dr. Watt.
Dr. Giles. MD.
Oh.
And we're not talking about Mad Dog.
You so silly. So, J2, you got a couple of words for the people before we get off of here?
Yes, I do. As for me and my house, you know everybody got that one. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You know that came up to me. Y'all know that verse. That came up to me, and it was just about, you know, hey, we cannot live without God, or a Christless society is going to hell in hot water. So if you keep your house strong, you keep the Lord in your life, you pray with your wife and your girlfriend or your mama and your family. Remember, a family that prays together stays together.
Okay,
so let's
for real.
Stay strong in God, because as for me and my house, oh, yeah, we're going to serve the Lord over here. Am I right?
Let the church say amen.
I said amen.
Amen.
That was good.
So even though we experienced little difficulties, I had a good time today. Did you have a good time?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
you know what?
We kept on pushing.
We can't let it stop us. We kept on pushing. That shows that our integrity.
Ain't no stopping us now. Okay. We're on.
Okay, what did you feel?
What'd you say?
What did you feel about today's show?
Oh, I think considering we had little problems, it went well.
Yeah.
You held it down.
I got your six, baby. I got your six, Coach. Big mouth.
Help. I need somebody. This is always something, I swear.
It's okay, because you know what? I know our listeners, we got some listeners that always, you know, they going to make it. They on their way, so I believe they pulling for us, too. Ain't that right, world? Y'all pulling for us, too. Y'all pulling for us, too. We pulling for y'all.
Thank you. All right, J2.
All right.
As the farmer said to the potato, plant your now.
Okay.
Dig you later.
Dig you later.
Congratulations.
All right, now. Big mouth, that's what's up.
Hope you get some technical difficulties done over there.
It's okay. We made it through.
Yeah. I'm talking about you.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I hope you get all that fixed.
Okay. It's supposed to be coming in tomorrow. So hopefully I have everything set up by tomorrow.
Okay.
All righty.
Once again, like the farmer said to the potato, plant it now.
Now, dig you later.
And that's what's up.
And that's what's up. I'm telling you, I'm going to look for that as soon as I get on the phone.
That's what's up.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. We talk about entertainment and news and such. Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. We talking about entertainment and news and such. It's Big Mouth and J2. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah.